What's going on, everybody? It's Jamel Gibbs, your family-oriented entrepreneur. Welcome to another podcast episode. This is the Business and Investing Podcast, where you learn all things business and investing related. Today, we got a special guest. Now, I've been trying to get this guy on a podcast for a minute. I ain't gonna lie. Now, you've probably seen him online. He does a lot of different things. What I'm more intrigued with is his motivational side of things, right? He got a story to tell, and his story is definitely going to resonate with a lot of y'all as well. A lot of people setting goals and, you know, want to know how they could crush it for the next year. We're going to talk to you, give you some pointers on how you can actually do that. But I think more so than that, I think, I was just talking to him right before we started this recording. I think just based off of his energy and the conversation that we just had, y'all just going to love this podcast. I'm already loving it. We ain't even get started yet.
Yeah.
So I want to welcome my man Lynch Hunt to the call. Yo, what's up, bro?
I appreciate you having me, man. Yo, it's all love already. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
Of course, bro.
Bless the people, man, and blaze them whatever they need. You know what I mean? Just get it.
And we definitely appreciate you hopping on, man. Now, you got a ton of content online, man. I was just in a barbershop yesterday watching one of your videos, man. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man? Then we'll kind of get into it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Man, so first and foremost, man, you know, I got a bunch of titles, and I don't even be knowing where to start. A lot of people, you know, they know me like as Mr. AWOL, like the guy that runs the gyms.
And That's how I met.
So AWOL is a transformation station. I don't even like to call it a gym. It's a healing hut. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we do more than just fitness, but you know, keep it short. Like, we got a couple gyms out here in Greensboro looking to expand a couple more this year, at least two more before the second quarter. And it's the place where, you know, we literally created all the influence that we actually have now. But that gym has led me into motivational speaking. The way that I actually operate in the gym and the way that I do it is I get motivational speeches after every class because I know that the body ain't gonna go nowhere the mind don't tell it to go. Mm. And when I first started training people, I realized that I was doing more of, you know, therapy sessions and, you know, helping motivate people just to get them to work out, you know, in every single session. So I started to infuse that with, you know, the actual workouts, and it became a thing, you know what I mean? And it became a thing that people started to do, like, way after me. So by that time, I'd already carved something out, you know, with motivational speaking. So I'm a motivational speaker by kind of like by default. But like you said earlier, before we even cut the cameras on, like, you know, it's all divine, you know what I'm saying? No accidents. So got a lot of practice with motivational speaking, and that's kind of why I do it to be known for. I'm known for it now, you know what I'm saying? And when I say that, I mean, like, I run classes like on the top of every hour at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. So after every class, I'm giving a speech. Those is reps for me. Mm. So now where another motivational speaker got to get paid before he get a rep, I'm getting reps every single set because I got a platform. You know what I'm saying? And I set my platform up just so that I can pitch. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people don't really understand how my mind works. Hopefully, you know, they'll get a glimpse into, you know, how some of this stuff is set up. But I'm also an author. So I'm an author of 17 books. So if you Google me right now, 17 titles will actually pop up on Google. With that being said, all I did was repurpose the content that I was speaking about on a daily basis. Now, in order for me to actually have that in some type of order, I had to actually spill it out in the order. So I literally talk about one thing for an entire week. So like this week is all about growth. We're talking about growth this week. So every day I'm going to give the people a quote on growth, and it's going to be a different quote every single day. Then it's going to be an interpretation of that quote. But I'll have those quotes drawn out for the week, and then I'll have the interpretations also drawn out for the week. So the content is there. If you look at what I just said, I got 7 days in a week, right? So I'm gonna have the content drawn out seven different ways, which actually gives me a chapter for one of my books.
On purpose.
On purpose, man. Right. Everything on purpose and intentional, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm an author. I parlayed all of that influence into, you know, being I'm an ambassador for Lululemon. You ever heard of Lululemon?
I have, yeah.
Lululemon, man. I'm talking about $200 leggings for, you know, I guess upper class athleisure is what you would call it or something like that. So you walk into the store in the Friendly Center, man, my picture up there, you on the website, my joint up there. Like, so, you know, it's crazy to be connected to some of these brands. It's a global brand. You know what I'm saying? I'm also ambassador for an energy drink company called R7, which the owner is Hassan Reddick from the Philadelphia Eagles. So they tapped me to help them open up the market down here. And I came through here and opened up about 115 stores in this area alone.
I know you're doing some speaking at some of these universities and colleges. And
all stuff. That. I just came from Norfolk State. I did 2 days down there. I'll be in Miami with the sports and entertainment group. So there's this sports agency.
Yeah.
They contract me every year to actually speak at their retreat. Mm-hmm. So they have about 60 NFL players and coaches like on their roster. And before they go into the new season and somewhere around July, before they go to camp, they bring me in and I do a mindset reset for the entire organization. So we tapped in.
Two different things, bro. So I was watching one of your videos yesterday and he was talking to these college kids. It might've been Davidson County.
Okay.
And you brought up some numbers. It was some stats.
Okay.
You use the stats to, and you use the coach.
Yeah.
You use the mindset of the coach.
Oh, for sure.
That was dope.
Man. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be doing something he talking. I was about to say, man, I hope I remember what he talk about, man. So check it. I'm gonna tell you like this. A lot of people don't understand our value because they're so close to us. Mm. It's really hard to get recognition when you like right at home sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And you might be a goat out there. You come home and it's because your wife smelled your feet or she know you fart. She don't fuck with you like that. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, yo, you that dude out here, you know, like, take your ass in the shower or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I'm a boss. You talking to me like that for? You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, I'm in there and I'm contracted by that. So this program, right, mm-hmm. is one of the top programs in the country for junior college basketball. Mm-hmm. They literally go to the Final Four or the championship game every single year. So the program actually has, you know, some money and they invest in, and this is about investment, right? They actually invest in their players' well-being. Outside of just practicing and stuff like that. So I go down there once every few weeks and I give them like some lectures, mm-hmm. but I give them stuff that they actually have to do homework on and everything. Now, sometimes you got to get these people to buy in to, you got to meet them where they're at. So they got to buy into you. So I can't come in there, you know, with some regular stuff. I got to come in there and I got to have them like literally like, yo, that's that dude. Like, you know what I mean? We need to pay attention to what he's saying. So I needed them to understand what it takes to be a GOAT. And once I started talking to them about the winning percentages of the dopest coaches in the game, they literally didn't know the winning percentage of their own coach. Their own coach only loses like one game a season for the last, I don't know how many seasons. Yeah. When I had them pull out their phones for their calculators and do the numbers, he literally had one of the best winning percentages of all times.
Crazy.
And for them to not know that they really rocking with a GOAT, they going to think that, like, so I got a saying where I say, if you don't know what something look like, you won't be able to tell it when you see it. Mm. I'm going to say it again. If you don't know what something looked like, you won't be able to tell it when you see it. So it's a GOAT right next to you, and you don't know what a real GOAT is, so you follow a goofy. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You following goofies, but you got a GOAT telling you that this is what you're supposed to do. So I only study GOATs, I only rock with GOATs, and I only refer to GOATs. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So, and that's what I kind of did in that video right there. Once they did the percentage, it was a totally different, you know what I mean?
They understood what it was at that point, because really what you did was you took the coach's winning percentage.
Yes.
And then you said,
is actual facts.
Yeah, actual facts, right?
So what how they actually feel about him.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I know it's a family joint, my bad. But what I'm saying is we're dealing with facts. Yeah. So skip the emotion. We're going to move that out the game.
Yeah.
Right? And now we're just going to deal with the numbers. Because
yeah.
men lie, women lie.
Numbers
but
don't.
The numbers ain't. They ain't going to lie. So we know for a fact that this has been proven. Now, let's move from there.
Then what you did was, like, I think what you, the way it resonated with me and how it should have resonated with them, they if they're looking at the numbers, if they're putting up regular numbers, mediocre numbers, they're not living up to the coach's standards at that point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So what's so dope is they're called the Davidson Storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a hand, they have a hand held guide that they get passed out. Mm-hmm. It's called the Storm Standards.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them ain't even rocking with what's in the guide. He already wrote it down, gave him the playbook and said, yo, if you do this, that, and the third, then you'll be covering the Storm Standards. So we be having to get cats back to the basics by at least respecting the numbers. You might not respect what you heard about
you
it.
You have up to the numbers too, man.
To the numbers. You got to.
Well, that kind of ties in with business, right? So if we're looking at building a team, right? If let's say the business owner is the GOAT, and you got team players that just don't want to live up to the numbers, man.
Yeah.
If you was a business owner, what would you do in that case?
Hey, man. So in basketball, it's different because he got a certain amount of scholarships and he can't. So in business, we got a thing where we say we hire slow, we fire fast, right? Mm-hmm. But in basketball or football, and especially in school, you got to wait till another, the next season come around where people in the portal or whatever it is now. So you can't just kick somebody out as fast,
right.
But you can replace them. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do what needs to be done in order for that person to get the message and receive the message. And sometimes it's calling in a person like me so they can hear the same message, but in a different tone or from a different voice. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
It's just different ways that you could actually get the thing done. You know what I'm saying? But in that case right there, most of the time he might take some playing time from him. He might, somebody else might, who's been doing the work, they might get a chance to, get more time or something like that. And those are consequences. That's discipline.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I like discipline. You know what I mean? I love discipline.
I mean, you gotta be. And obviously that's something that you picked up over the years, right? So how did it, let's talk about that for a minute. How did all of this start, bro?
Yeah.
You was telling me your story a little bit. Man.
Yeah.
Why don't we share it with
definitely them? Because people are like, yeah, I don't know how this guy just qualified to be saying all this stuff. But so anyway, I've been here in Greensboro since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of prison July 2012. I probably met the homie maybe a few months after that. Yeah. I moved to Greensboro. I did 10 years in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
I was the leader of an $8.3 million drug ring. I was in the street for about 10 years, from 17 to 27, went to prison to 27 to 37, came home and been building my stuff now from 37 to, I just had a birthday a little while ago, so I'm 48 now. Man, I've been rocking for quite some time now, man, and I've been using every last lesson that I had to get to where I'm at. So I started off playing sports,
mm-hmm.
And I played sports good enough to award me an opportunity to play them at the next level. So I went to college to play football and basketball. And I only lasted about a year before I went, back to the hood, back around the way and back around the environment in which I, began. I always thrived in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I always thrived in whatever environment that I was at and, learned to pick up the game like really, really fast. And, they say you're the sum of the five people that you hang around with the most.
Mm-hmm.
So once I left one environment, I put in another environment, then I got to figure out how I'm going to thrive and survive in that environment as well. I wind up, working my way up from hand to hand, street corner, pulling all-nighters to, leading the whole, running the whole joint.
Right.
And Fez came in, I did, 10 years in prison, but I turned my life around, while I was in there. That was my journey and transformation.
Mm-hmm. $8.3 million is not a small feat either.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, people think it's easy to do that on the street. It's not.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough to do it in everyday business.
Yes, sir.
But it's tough to do it on the street, too.
It's even tougher on the street. It's tougher in the street because you got more forces against you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You talking about everybody and their mom is out to get you. You know what I'm saying? So, nobody's your friend. You know what I mean? Right. Not even the people on your team.
We'll talk about some of the business principles that you picked up from that over the years. But obviously you used that to kind of sprout into what you're doing today.
Absolutely. Remember we were just talking about how I'm a reverse engineer. I reverse engineer everything. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's doing at the top of the year, they're writing the goals down, and then you're figuring out how to get there from the goal, and we can go through that as well. But the first thing I do is I pick a goal that is that's going to stretch me. See, a lot of people, there's A type goals, B type goals, and C type goals. So A type of goals are stuff that you've done before. B type of goals, they're not really far from A, but they're super achievable and easy to get. You know what I'm saying? And C type goals are the type of goals where you got to stretch and become somebody totally different. So whenever I'm goal setting or I'm doing personal development coaching with somebody, I make sure that we're only dealing with C-type goals because those are the type of goals where you literally have to become somebody totally different to get it, to achieve it, to sustain it, to nurture it, to grow it, and then to be able to give it away like you're doing up here now.
I never heard nobody break down goals like that, man. So you said A-type of goal is something that you've already achieved. Like, what would be an example of that?
I got people that come to me and say, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. I got people that come.
I've got that easy to do this.
Super easy. I got people that write stupid stuff down. Like, I just want to make sure my clothes are folded all the time. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. Like, it's I want to be to work on time.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's frivolous stuff that we don't even be talking about. You know what I'm saying? But, when you do pick the right goal, it's going to take care of the other little stuff. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, there's something in economics or even in business, if you look it up, it's called the Pareto Principle. It's P-A-R-E-T-O. Mm-hmm. With the Pareto Principle, it's simple, y'all. Look, 20% of the right work take care of 80% of the rest of the work. So if you can pick the right goal, then the order of operations will literally be laid out for you because some of the stuff you can't do without doing the other stuff.
Mm.
So that literally is going to knock off all the little other stuff. So if you don't go bigger, you won't be able to do some of the other stuff that you're actually trying to do because you started too small. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So would you say that like B type of goals will kind of is what leads into the C?
So B type of goals could get you a little bit more confidence, but if you don't actually think bigger or tap into your imagination. So you've heard of the imagination, the preview, the lights coming, attractions. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the sayings. Now check this out. I was in the jail the other day. I was doing a talk and speech. I told the cats in the jail, I told them that your imagination is the connection to the dimensions that touch all realities.
Mm.
Think about that.
Say that again.
I'm gonna say it again. Your imagination is your connection to the dimensions that touch all realities.
Mm.
Now, think about where you're trying to go. Think about where you've been and where you're at now. Imagine if you had a spaceship that could actually take you into all and go back there, get in the DeLorean, remember Back to the Future. You get in the joint, right? You go down there, then you come back, you see what's popping, what's shaking here, then you go all the way over here. Oh man, I like that. I could live like that.
Yeah.
So imagine if you could see where you was at now 15 years ago.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be
I kind of, it's funny, man, because when I was younger and I just started in my business, I always knew where I was going to end up.
Right, right.
And now that I'm here,
it was innate.
It was.
So that was something you had in you, bro.
Right.
But what I want for myself, I want for my brothers and sisters. So now we got to reverse engineer that.
Yeah.
What made that happen? That's called imagination.
Mm.
See, you got a superhero concept. So with your self-concept, you can take your superhero concept, this thing that you have in you, like you always know you're going to win.
Mm.
Like wherever I'm at, when I was locked up, but when I'm locked up, I'm saying Hulk smash. I'm with Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So now if I know that I'm a transform and I can transform and roll out, then I know that when it's time for me to get out of this joint, I'm an Optimus Prime. I'm a transform and roll out. You understand what I'm saying?
You saw it before it happened.
I'm the leader of the Transformers. I can identify with the superhero, but most people can't because of their self-esteem, right? And they self-image. So self-image, imagination. So I believe in the thing. You believed in the things you was imagining.
Mm.
So that took your self-image and made it even greater.
And then you naturally start taking action toward whatever that dream is.
So no, it's going to first strengthen your belief and your confidence. Mm. And if you believe, as a man thinketh in his heart of hearts, then so shall he be. So we got to start thinking bigger.
That's a dope book.
As a man thinketh, yeah, James Allen. But it's the first joint I got when I got down. Mm. So my pop, he photocopied the 42 pages and sent it in as legal work so I could get the joint in the county. So you know, the first joint I got beat was As a Man Thinketh, James Allen.
That ties in with, you know, the same saying, man, you know, thoughts become things, man.
Yes, without question.
But it also, you got to apply.
You got the application. So yeah, all of that falls under what they used to call the law of attraction, mm-hmm. you know, right? And the process of manifestation. Mm-hmm. So you got thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to beliefs, beliefs lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to character or your identity, right? Mm-hmm. And your identity is going to determine what type of decisions you make, and then the decision is going to determine your destiny. You see what I'm saying? Like, but that's the process of manifestation. And the problem is we be getting fumbled up and caught up and tripped up and stopped up on a bunch of them different levels. Mm-hmm. So if my thoughts is jacked up, then my feelings going to be jacked up. That's why I said, yo, take the feelings out. We're going to deal with the facts so I can get them past the first two steps. Now I get them thinking that coach a goat based off the facts, then guess what? Now they believe. You feel me? Mm. Now, once you bring that belief in, you bring in God in. Once you bring belief in, you bring a higher power. As long as I believe, B, ain't nothing stopping me.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, man, I know we went somewhere else, but.
No, this is good, man.
Yeah,
keep going, bro.
It's super dope because I took, so $8.3 million driving. I was nice on the stove. Mm-hmm. I could stretch to work, mm-hmm. right? So once I figured out one of my superpowers, it was to be able to repurpose. So I be repurposing content. So once I figured out the foundation and the structure was for me to stay on one topic, I figured out I need to stay on one topic because we need repetitions. Right? You follow me? Yep. We go to church, right? And every week they change the topic. Don't learn nothing. Nobody changing in the church. I got more transformations in the church, B. Mm. You know why?
Crazy.
Because they keep changing the subject. Mm. When our subconscious mind needs repetitions. I went to jail because of repetitions. I went to jail because every time I walked out the crib, guess what they was doing? They was hustling. They was selling dope. They was doing dope. They was doing all that. So what else I'm going to see? Mm-hmm. The subconscious mind is responsible for 95% of your reality. Right? So all the subconscious mind does is store and retrieve data. That means when it's time for me to act or react, I can only retrieve the data that's stored in there for me to act on. So when it's time for me to go, when somebody say, yo, you got it? I'll be right back. I know where to get it. Mm-hmm. I done saw it a million times. So from 7 to 17, I've been walking past this. I can't even go to school without seeing it. I can't even come home without seeing
it. It's registered.
So here's the thing. It's getting embedded in my subconscious mind. It's getting embedded in the most opportune times. When you first wake up in the morning and right before you go to sleep is the most opportune time to deprogram and reprogram your subconscious mind. When you first wake up, your subconscious mind is operating on 9.5 wave cycles per second. Now, that's the actual frequency that you need to be on to produce spontaneous mental, imagery. You hear me? So the mind only works in pictures, mm-hmm. images. Hold on, we're going back to the same thing. I'm about to stack it on you. Mm-hmm. The mind only works in pictures. See, I got the pictures that have been embedded there from 0 to 7. So from 0 to 7, your subconscious mind is being formulated. And guess who's putting it there? Goofy. Your parents don't know nothing,
yep.
right? So they telling you that this is the way to do it. Blah, 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 you know what I mean? Then you got teachers, you got coaches, you got all these people. This is what's programming your subconscious mind. You got aunts and uncles been watching you. They out there half on drugs, half running around chasing another that's on drugs or selling drugs or whatever, right? So these are the people you got that's actually putting the stuff that's in your subconscious mind, right? Now, all you got is images. If I told you right now, if I said, yo, Jamel, close your eyes and don't think about Brooklyn. First thing you're going to think about B is Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right. There's pictures, right? Images associated with the word Brooklyn in your subconscious mind. I told you don't, but the subconscious mind does not process negatives. So I said, Brooklyn, you saw the picture.
Automatic.
It didn't say don't. It was automatic.
Yeah.
So I go into jail, I tell them, don't think about home. Niggas think about home, man. Yeah. Don't work. So if they go home and say, don't sell drugs, it don't work like that. Mm-hmm. You understand? You need repetitions on not selling. You need repetitions on not being at Brooklyn. You need repetition on calling here home. I don't call Jersey home no more. Who get mad? I bought my house here. I got land here. Yeah, my business is here. Home right here. Yeah. If I think that's at home, I'm going back to that thing. Do. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that because my environment is responsible for damn near my whole entire reality. And I need to be in an environment that's conducive to my full potential, B.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So look, let me get back to the repurpose part because I was the chef and I was stretching it, right? Mm-hmm. So I take the one subject, right, which is growth, and I got seven breakdowns of that. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way to Sunday, yeah. Right? Now, I'm going to go say this in the class, right? Then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to say it in front of my camera. They going to get it on my social media. I just repurposed it a whole other way. Now, I'm going to actually send this out in an email. I repurposed it a whole other way. This is a push notification on my app that somebody paid $20 for a whole other way. I'm going to sell this same content to somebody else that want to do what I do on social media. Yo, here go 30 pieces of content for you to spit out. Just give me $500. I got you. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. So now here I am. You need it. I got it. It's the same thing.
It is.
You understand what I'm saying? So now when it's time for me to go ahead and write the book, I got the chapters. That's it. Because growth got to lead me to something else.
Yeah.
And then that got to lead me to something else. So I take everything and I'm moving in a comprehensive step-by-step method until we get to the goal where we're trying to get to. So if I do that every 12 weeks, I got 12 chapters for a book. I got 17 books, man. My wife got a book. My daughter got a book. Like, everybody name on a book because I understand the search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So now once I start to realize everything's interconnected and interrelated, yo, we all going to get, you know, fruit from the stuff that we created, which should be in a systematic way. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why we're able to succeed in business, because once we learned what was going on, we went back, we created a foundation, we created a base, and then we put the system together so that we can produce the results. And after we did that, we delegated and we moved on to the next thing.
So why do you feel like there's people out there that can't hop on that frequency, man? They can't figure it out. They're not allowing themselves to get into that position and be able to win. They just, it just don't work for them.
Well, for most people, you got to see it before you see it, or you never see it.
And most people just don't see it.
They don't see it. Or
why do you think that's the case, though, man?
Well, some people can't see above sea level.
Like, what ways?
I'm going to say,
me and you different.
Because we always had an imagination.
Mm.
So we were seeing things above what we were seeing.
That's a truth.
You understand? You always saw a step ahead.
That's a fact.
You always saw a step further. You always could look in hindsight. So you got foresight, you got hindsight, you got insight. You just happen to be blessed with three of them. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And when you put all that stuff together, then you start to say, okay, I'm going to do my self-reflection, right? That's hindsight. Hindsight's always 20/20. Mm-hmm. But self-reflection, or the reflection, is where you gain all the wisdom.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because now we can learn from the mistakes. A lot of people don't like to reflect on nothing. So in personal development, I teach everybody how to journal. They journal at the end of the evening so that they can reflect. They can leave all that stuff there, even the bad stuff that happened, to get out the low frequency before they go to sleep. Because you don't want to go to sleep and take the low frequency into the subconscious mind. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so go ahead. I see your wheels spinning.
Yeah, man. I'm all over the place. My mind is like blown right now, man. But I'm gonna say this, man. You know, when I first started in business, right, I saw where I was gonna end up before it even happened. It was real to me.
Yeah.
Right. Right now, I feel like I succeeded in pretty much everything I ever set myself out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking 10 years out.
Absolutely.
So I have other goals I want to accomplish. So to me, those goals already happened.
Yes.
I just haven't materialized them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now what we got to do is we actually got to structure this. So we gotta have to write it down. Mm-hmm. So we gotta write the vision, we gotta make it plain.
Why is that important, bro?
Oh man, super serious. So let me give you some stats real quick. So 42% of, hold on, people with written goals are 42% more likely to achieve them than people who are not. Now, can you imagine having damn near 50% edge on the next that do the same thing as you? Mm. And because you ain't write
it down.
But because this person ain't write it, they ain't got the one out of two chances to make it happen that you got. Mm. Huh? I always knew I was gifted. I always knew I was golden. I always knew I was chosen. Mm. Now you gonna tell me that I can do this right here and be more gifted, be more golden, be more chosen? Man, I'm writing it. And I'm writing it down and making it plain. Say, write the vision, make it plain, right? So look, 5%, hold on. Only 5% of society writes down their goals. But that 5% of society is more successful than the other 95%.
That's why you got the 95%
and 5%. Now, so you from up top, mm-hmm. you got the 5%ers, mm-hmm. right? And then you got the deaf, dumb, and blind. Mm-hmm. You got the 85ers, mm-hmm. right? This is the same thing. Do you want to be an 85er? You ain't never grow up trying to be an 85er. They like, yo, B, what's the science?
Trying to be like everybody else.
Boom. there you go. So now if you like everybody else, then you deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm writing it down. Cause I knew the math. I knew the science when I was coming up. So all the stuff is in line with it. You understand what I'm saying? So listen, right, it's super powerful because what people don't understand is the science behind it. And we grew up doing the science and doing the math. So look, here's some more science for you. So goal setting is a subjective exercise which stimulates your subconscious mind, and then will activate the superconscious mind.
So what do you mean by that?
All right, so remember I told you the subconscious mind is responsible for 95% of your reality? Mm-hmm. Imagine if I could write down a goal, right? And then now what I do is I subject, right, the goal that I'm writing to the thing that controls everything. Mm. I'm literally punching in a GPS coordinate into the place that is actually into the app that's going to take me to my destination. So I want you to, y'all don't understand the power of the subconscious mind, but I'm here to actually teach people that stuff. So let's break it down. Your goal written down is the GPS coordinate.
Mm-hmm. So first thing, write down your goal.
You got to write your goal down. This is the top of the year. The first thing is you got to write your goal down. But what type of goal they got to be? A big goal, right? Because look, they say you have not because you asked not. Mm-hmm. Now you saw yourself where you wanted to be. Now can you imagine if you asked for more?
Let me ask you a question real quick, bro. So with goals, right? If you think that, let's say somebody wanted to make $1 million this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they had the capabilities to make it $5 million.
Yeah.
You feel like they're cutting themselves short by thinking about the million versus the five?
Depends on where they at. So now it's subjective again because it depends on where they're at.
Should it be realistic or yes? Unrealistic?
So you got to write a smart goal, mm-hmm. right? But a smart goal is specific, mm-hmm. it's measurable, it's attainable, it's relevant, and it's time based or time bound. So yes, you may have $5 million in there, but is it? Can it be done in this time frame for the individual that we're talking about? Mm-hmm. And that's where a personal development coach, well, that's where somebody like them is going to make that adjustment for them. So you got to look and see what they got going on right now. And then once we actually, we're going to reverse engineer the goal, we'll actually see if the numbers are going to add up or how the numbers can add up. And as long as we can actually make those numbers, as long as we can operationalize those numbers, then it can work. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm only saying that to say you here's what you do. You jot the goal down, but you got to write it down in the form of a question because this is the way subconscious mind is gonna work. Remember, you have not because you ask not. And if you ask the question right, you're already gonna be 80%, you know, closer to your goal. You're literally gonna have answers just coming to you because it stimulates the. So I mean, let me give you one. You ever heard of reticular activating system? You ever heard of reticular activating system, Rondell? No? All right, so the reticular activating system is you bought a car. You bought a bunch of cars. Mm-hmm. You got money. Mm-hmm. All right, so you bought a bunch of cars. So whenever you make your mind up to get the car, all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere. You see it at every light you come to and everything. You know why? because you made your mind up. Mm. Now, the reticular activating system, it's like, check it out. You're like, damn, you're absolutely right. But look, once you make your mind up, right, and the reticular activating system gets involved, this is like right back here. You know, you go look this up when you get done, right? Now, check it out. I want you to pay attention. The reticular activating system is like a filter, or let's call it a bouncer, right? The bouncer got the dress code, mm-hmm. right? The bouncer say, if the person not dressed right, don't let them in. So once you said, I'm getting the Bronco out there, I got the new joint. Once I said, I'm getting the Bronco, right? Guess what? It only let the images in of Broncos in my head. I used the Bronco been at the light the same time every single day, but now I'm seeing it. Mm-hmm. You hear me? You got to see it before you see it or you never see it. But once you make your mind up, you get that image in your mind, then things start to come to you even faster with time. You starting to get it now? So if I give you the actual practical exercise, the step-by-step exercise to do, then you can make anything you want come true. You literally, like, so I'm about to do a manifestation challenge. I'm literally about to do a manifestation challenge, right? And whoever come in the room, I guarantee you, you're going to probably get 80% of the goals that you write down on the list. I did this with my wife. My wife's business name was written down on one of the goal sheets that we did. We did some goals for 2018 one time, right? She achieved every last goal on the list. And just recently, when she changed the joint to anointed apparel or anointed couture or something like that, it was one of the last things on the list. And that was about 2 years ago she changed it. So yeah, it took about probably 4 years, but she achieved everything on the list. When you start to look at all that stuff and everybody that I rock with, you start to look at that stuff, you say, because you look at the list, you're like, damn, I got everything.
You think it from the standpoint of where you are right now.
Yes, and then and then. Absolutely. Like, so you get a person like me to say, yo, we got a seagull.
Yeah.
We got to see it because I already know you're going to hit that. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing once we put this joint into operationalized agenda. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Once we break this down into you got to do this, do that, to the Pareto principle, 20% of the right work, take care of 80% of the results, then all of a sudden you're going to be like, damn, I got a goal set again. I already got it.
That's crazy, man. Because like somebody like me, when I first started, I couldn't fathom. Okay, so like you said, man, we kind of got a superpower, right? We just think bigger than everybody else, right? But what I accomplished now, what I have now, I saw it. But like now, I wouldn't even imagine, like in 10 years from now, like I want something way bigger.
It's way bigger. Yeah, you 10x it. You 10x it.
My thought process was only seeing what I have right now.
Right.
So does that change over time?
Yeah. So now you know that, like, where you're at. And then with the little bit of information I'm giving you today, you about to take that joint and run with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'll sit down with you. I'll help you with all that stuff anyway. But, like, I just came back from the reason why we couldn't do it the other day, because I went to Orlando for Christmas and everything, right? And my family that we, you know, we all stayed at Airbnb together and everything. And we had a session where we did the vision and the goal set together. I did it with my family. You know what I'm saying? Because what I want for myself, I want for my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So if I can't sit on this information and then be around people and say I love them and not give them this information, now what they do with it, that's on them. But at least I gave you the information. You know what I'm saying? I have a duty, responsibility, and obligation to actually do what I'm called to do.
That's why we have YouTube pages and stuff.
Without question.
Help more people.
But the ones that want it. Yeah, you know what I mean? The ones that want it actually gonna do the work. Where you said earlier, you said application. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you got you get the information, and then the information gotta be applied to that application. The application gonna allow you to get a little bit of elevation. The elevation gonna get you separation. Always remember that elevation requires separation. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And if you ain't willing to do the application part, then you ain't gonna never separate yourself from the people that's just giving information. Mm. At the end of the day, we gonna elevate.
Yo, we gonna put that part on rewind, man.
Absolutely, man. Bring it back, man. That's how the views gonna get up. Watch y'all going up through the roof.
Bro, so you said you got the
information, application, separation, elevation, or elevation, separation, either way, you know what I mean?
And it's true, because everything you're saying, man, I can relate to it because I actually lived it, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't understand what was actually happening during the process. Now I'm listening to your words, man. So, like, for me, I had information, right? I learned. I implemented the information, right? Over time.
You started to see the separation.
I separated.
Yeah.
You know, like, not taking nothing away from my old neighborhood, right? I love the people in my neighborhood, but the mindset for me was just different than everybody else. That's why people always ask me what separated me from same people I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
right? There's nothing different between us, but in order to be able to elevate,
yeah,
it takes that separation.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that's inside of you is a burning desire to just not settle for where you was.
Wait,
you know what I mean? So you always had something inside you that said, you know, this ain't me, this ain't who I was meant to be, this is not how you'll remember me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
is it wrong, for example, bro, during that separation process,
yeah.
to feel like you want to go back and help a few?
No. So it's not wrong. And it ain't always right to go right back. Like you gotta know your way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you just got there and you ain't did the math yet, you don't really know how you got there, but you wanna go back, then how Harriet gonna get everybody else back? And she ain't really marked the spots yet.
You gotta separate to win.
Yep.
And then be able to come back strong enough to be able to help more people.
Absolutely. And that, so our results got to be predictable.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we literally got to be able to reproduce the results every single time. And that's what makes, like, you know, when you're doing what you do and people know you for that, that's what makes you him. You know what I'm saying?
So, bro, so how can our listeners
mm-hmm.
create predictable results for this coming year? In order to be able to win in everything that they do.
All right,
let's give them, let's say, three steps.
All right, so, dang, I could give them some easy stuff, but I want to get out. So, first of all, they got to know what they do. And if you don't know what you do, then you about to be out here doing what everybody else
does. That's the goal.
Yeah. No, I'm even talking about before then. We're going to give them some more stuff on the goal stuff. But I'm talking about just on some personal stuff, you got to know what you do.
Mm.
So I know what I do in one word, dog. I transform.
Mm.
And transform is broken down into two. So form means current state, and trans means to move beyond. So wherever I'm at, I'm going to get people to move beyond their current state. Mm. I'm going to move a situation beyond its current state. I'm going to move myself beyond its current state, because that's what I do. I transform. Now, once you know what you do, then you got to do some more of it. You got to do it so much that you get done. This is they should be right down. Do what you do, then do some more. So one is know what you do, right? Then do some more. You got to keep doing it until you get done. Now, once you get done, then you got to figure out how to do it better. You understand what I'm saying? So once I got to the point where I knew what I was doing, right? I had to do a lot of it. So, okay, I can get somebody to lose some weight. All right, I need to get a lot of people to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can't just get them in here. They all need a testimonial,
mm-hmm.
because my testimonial is going to allow me to get some more people in here so I can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to refine this whole entire process. So mm-hmm. I start to look at it and say, okay, everything that I'm doing that's not making me money has to stop. Right? Or everything that I'm doing that is zapping my energy and not giving me a return has to stop. Everybody that I'm talking to that doesn't value my time or doesn't pour back into me has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that, well, I know what I'm doing now. Okay, I'm talking to this person. They actually drain me. I'm talking to this person. They always got a problem. I'm talking to this person. They never listen to what I'm doing. All right, so you know what you're doing? So you do what you're doing. Go ahead.
That's why it's so...
It's so important to remove yourself from the environment and then, yes, and put yourself, yes, because you're the sum of the five people that you hang around with the most. So it's up to you now to either find an environment or foster an environment, create an environment. I'm an environment. Not only do I reverse engineer, I'm an environmental engineer. You know, I ain't go to school for none of this. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because I had to create the environments in which we needed to thrive in wherever I was at.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the captain of your football team, you're the captain of the basketball team, when you're running the shit in the streets, when the people come into your house to figure out what we're going to play today. Like, you know what I mean? We're going to go, let's ride our bikes today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's play flag football today. Whatever we're going to do today, like, they coming to me for that. So I got to create the environments in which we going to have fun in, we going to thrive in, we going to have success in, we going to be the best in. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying all that to say they got to know what they do, right? And we'll give them some more stuff after this. But one, you got to figure out what you do. You can't keep going around doing what everybody else do.
How do you figure out what you do?
You got to figure out what, look, the thing you do the best. The thing you do the best with the least amount of effort.
Mm.
You got to love what you do, because some people good at some. Right? You got to love what you do. You got to be good at. Some people are good at some, but they don't love it. Mm. Some people love what they do, but they ain't good at it. Mm-hmm. Right? So now some people doing some stuff that it's only a few people that need it. Right? And you ain't gonna never get paid for it mm-hmm. that way when only a couple people need it. Mm-hmm. And the people that need it and want it don't want you the money for it. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, you're doing the wrong thing, B. You're wasting your time. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to love what you do, right? You got to be good at it. Yo, I'm giving y'all a game. This is something called, so Japanese culture, this is called Aikigai.
Aikigai.
Aikigai, yes. Aikigai. So put it in the notes in the comments. Aikigai. All right. So Aikigai, I think. I think that's it. Yeah. So Aikigai. So you got to love what you do. All right. Most people, they're doing something. They're in a career or something like that, and they don't love it. So they're not fulfilled. And they really got something that they want to be doing, but they so tied up in the check that they ain't even taking the time.
Yeah, 9 to 5, man.
Yeah. But at least do the hobby. Mm-hmm. At least make a hobby of the thing on the side first. Mm-hmm. Till you get enough confidence to say, yo, if we reverse engineer this the way we should be, yo, here's how much money we need to make to replace this income over here that we so tied to. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to do it, because now you know you love to do it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And as long as when there's no alignment there, then you're going to feel the what you call the conviction. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to love what you do, right? You got to be able to be good at it. So I love talking, right? I love talking. I'm pretty good at talking, right? A lot of people need people to talk, right? They need motivation and stuff like that. And guess what? I can get paid for it. So when you put all four of them together, you ain't gonna never work a day in your life, B. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, we just on the joint, we just kicking it. This ain't no work. That's the time that flew by. You know what I'm saying? Like it's what it is.
It doesn't even feel like work.
Yeah, we just kicking it. But you know, people pay you for the information that you have. They pay you for the thing that you do well. Yep. Like, you know what I mean? And when you do it like and people believe you, then hey man, the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about trust and predictability.
So know what you do is the first thing.
Know what you do. Yeah, know what you do. And then you got a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So if you do what you do, right? So check the joint out. Mm-hmm. If you do what you do and you do a whole lot of that, at the end of the day, people won't actually know you for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to figure out how to do it better every single time. Kobe is one of the dopest people in the world because he literally just kept doing and kept doing and kept doing and kept doing.
The reps, man.
That's it. And then he was getting paid for it the whole time. But he said, yo, I need an edge. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. And they start doing all the stuff that we talk about now. The GOATs, they do everything that we talk about now. Cats goal set. They vision cast. You know what I'm saying? But so what happens is people only see from where they sit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. People only see from where they sit. When you cast vision, you're supposed to cast vision from where you want to be. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how you knew that you was going to be here and where you at right now because you was casting vision from where you wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Now, what we got to do is say, you know what? That wasn't no fluke. Like, let's repeat the process. Now we do it again. We start all over. We do it better. Mm-hmm. We do it faster now because we know it's a process. It's a process of manifestation. You know what I'm saying? And once we get this joint down, now it's like, oh, yeah, okay, 6 months, every quarter, boom. Like, if Apple do it, if Nike do it, if all these is Walmart do it, they come in every single year with the mission, with the vision, right? They cast a vision for the corporate vision. They do a everybody does. They have a corporate joint. They have all the executives in there, and they do the vision for the corporate. You know what I mean? The churches do it. Everybody do it, right? Now, why don't we take a page out of their book? We just don't know. We don't have the information. So now I'm giving you the information. The first thing we got to do is we got to write down the goals. Then once we write down a goal, we're going to write it down in the form of a question. So what are all the things that I can do to make $1 million by, and we're going to put 12 months, December 29, 2024. Mm-hmm. So 12 months from now, what are all the things that I can do? They need to be writing this down. What are all the things that I can do to make $1 million by December 29, 2024? Now, if you can write that down in the form of a question, because remember the subconscious mind, boom, we get the question, it's gonna start to send us the answers, mm-hmm. right? And the people are gonna pop up in our life. You my man now, I'm with you. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what we're gonna do from here. You understand what I'm saying? But it's divine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the other months and weeks and years we heard about each other, this we here for a reason now. Like we can push it forward now. You know what I mean? We might have had some, you know, up top with that judge. That's gone now. You understand what I'm saying? But that's how things be. Yo, you gotta get with me. Oh, yeah, all right. I see you. Yeah, what a guy, hit me up. You got the number. Like, you know, it'd be the same. Now we're not on that type of time. So now we can actually move forward with what's the fun. That makes sense, right? So hold on. I'm gonna give you the play. So here it is. You wrote down a goal, right? Now you write down a form of a question. So I want to make $1 million. Now I gotta write down a form of a question. What are all the things that I can do to get $1 million by 2024, December 29th? Boom. Once I write that down like that, then this is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to answer. I'm gonna figure out 20 answers to that question.
Whoa! Each question.
No.
Just that.
Just one question. Now I'm now I gotta find 20 answers to that question. That's my to-do list.
That's the to-do list.
Right, and then we go Pareto principle. 20% of the right work gonna take 80% of the results.
Reverse engineer.
We reverse engineer the whole joint. That's goal setting 101. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, he just simplified goal setting like I never even heard of.
Now they gonna watch this podcast 1 million times.
That's crazy.
Or they're going to join the manifestation challenge.
That's the game. Manifestation challenge. Just talk about that, man. So what you got going on with that?
Yeah, so top of the year, man, we're going to literally put everybody in the room or Zoom, however, depending on where you're at and everything. And we're going to walk this joint from top to bottom. I'm going to teach you about the process of manifestation. After I do that, you know, I'm going to actually show you how to goal set. Then after we goal set, we're literally going to take steps to make all of our vibrations, our thoughts, everything, our energy, our spirit align with the things that we wrote down on the paper, or the things that we're looking for, looking to get. Because when they say don't block your blessing, you'll be the one blocking them. You'll be the one blocking because you ain't on the same frequency as the that you want. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the stuff you eating is blocking your frequency. It's messing up the energy for you to receive the stuff that you know what I mean? So I'm gonna teach people how to actually do the action that changes things. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you gotta act right, man. You gotta act right, I'm telling you.
That's this crazy.
It's dope stuff.
So I'm sure you got the website and everything.
Yeah. So
I'll go ahead. What I'll do is I'll link everything in the description box. Perfect. Well, what is it?
I am Coach Lynch. I don't know. We got to get it out. I got so many joints, though. But yeah, it's going to be on the website. You can check it out, man. And we got a couple different ways you can join. You could just be in the room, you know, on some regular stuff, or you can actually be an active participant, which is going to be, you know, a step above that or whatever.
Too. Gotcha, man. So, I'm gonna link that in the description box. So y'all be sure to check that out, man. If you want to take your goals and what you're trying to accomplish to a whole new, I mean, look, I just benefited from it. I've been in business for over 20 something years, man. And this has been the most inspirational thing I've ever heard. That's a fact.
I appreciate you, man.
Right? That's a fact. I feel like I'm going to crush this. The way I'm feeling right now,
that's what
man.
Talk about.
I feel like I'm about to kill every single goal in the next month that I set for the whole year.
Let's go.
So we got to set some bigger goals, number one.
Absolutely.
Right?
Big.
But number two, I think that everybody watching this right now, they need to check out what Lynch got going on. Check the link in the description box. I'm gonna make sure I put it down there. Be sure to tap into him, because if you want to really, a lot of y'all trying to get started, right? A lot of people don't know how to get off the ground. He just gave you the blueprint on how to do it. I did it without even realizing it throughout the years, but now I just gained clarity today just by having this conversation. So if he's doing this on purpose, what it took me years to figure out, just imagine what you could do if you have the right information and somebody showing you how to get there. That's Coaching 101, right? So make sure you check the links in the description box. If you want to have Lynch back, I definitely want to have him back.
It's done.
Leave some questions in the in the comment section. We're going to review your questions, and we're going to come back with a whole different conversation to help you elevate your game at the end of the day. All right. If you had to provide our listeners with some last words of advice, what would those words be, bro?
Figure out what you do. And it's a lane for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what you do, you literally can create your own lane. And I'm telling you, man, in the way people don't know the end of the way, and them lanes is full already. So if you figure out, I'm telling you, if you figure out what you do, mad gonna get out the way. You hear me? Gonna open right up for you, man. You gonna walk through the doors that you've been thinking about wanting to be at, you know what I mean? And guess what? That table and that seat gonna be right there for you, man. It's already prepared. You just gotta be able to do what you gotta do.
You got to get out your own way.
Get out of the way. Yes.
Love it, man. Look, we appreciate y'all watching this podcast today. I love this podcast. Smash that like button. Leave a comment in the comment section. Let me know when you want Lynch back, what you want us to talk about. We're going to chop it up on that call and be able to provide you with more value. This has been a powerful podcast. I think we need to watch this 2 or 3 times and share it with everybody you know. So make sure you do that. We're going to see y'all in the next one. Peace, y'all.